Good evening. Thank you very much for joining us tonight for our time of ministry in the Word of God and our Bible study. This is the day that the Lord has made, and we will rejoice and we will be glad in it. I trust God that you're doing well, you and your loved ones and your family. I trust God that you are enjoying His goodness in this season. Hallelujah. This is our year of supernatural shift. Glory to God. I love the lines in our 2026 confession. The shift is here. I am taking over. Shift. Supernatural. Helped. Incredible. Favored. And transfer of power. Woo, hallelujah. And are we beholding this supernatural shift happening right before our very eyes? Glory to God. I'm so thankful for this opportunity for us to be able to come together again tonight in His presence with other believers, other saints around the Word of God to enjoy just the fresh word, fresh manner, fresh impartation of the Holy Spirit that He has prepared for us tonight. Wherever you are joining us from, I thank you. On whatever platform you are joining us, I thank you. Glory to God. I pray tonight that your ears, your spiritual ears will be open, your eyes of spiritual understanding will be enlightened as we dive deeper into the revelational studies that we have been on, this journey we've been on for the last several weeks on the love revolution, God's love revolution. I pray tonight that the Lord will fill our cup to overflowing. He will elevate us in this area of our walk with Him, because when we are elevated in love, we are elevated in power. When we rise up in love, we rise up in power. When the love of God fills our heart, like Paul prayed in Ephesians chapter 3 from verse 14, when the love of God fills us to the point where we know the width, the depth, the breadth, the height of the love of God, and we know the love of God that passes knowledge. When we experience that revelational dimension of the love of God in our lives, there's great power that becomes available inside of our hearts. There's great power that is released to us from God Himself to enable us enjoy the exceeding abundant in every area of our lives. So this is so awesome. This is powerful. Glory to God. Get your Bibles. Let's dive into it together tonight. Let's have a quick word of prayer as we slowly shift even the dimensions of our teachings and shift a little bit even in the volume of it and the time of it, beginning tonight. I trust that the Holy Spirit will help us, and that He would grant us grace to be able to hit the nail on the head, go for it, and receive everything that He has for us tonight. Father, we are so thankful to You. We are so grateful. Lord, You've been so good to us. You've been amazing. You've been awesome. I thank You so very much for all of my brothers and sisters, everyone that's online with us tonight. I pray the blessings of heaven upon them. Father, I ask that You would grant us fresh grace tonight by the impartation of the Holy Spirit. As we gather around Your word, open the eyes of our understanding, open our spiritual ears. Help us, Father God, to hear You clearly. Help us to see and to see the illuminated word. Cause the light of Your countenance to shine upon that which You impart to us tonight. We give You the glory and we give You the praise in Jesus' mighty name. Amen and amen. Glory to God. I don't know about you, but I'm just having a time with the Lord. It's awesome. It's glorious. I really do not have enough superlatives to describe it to you. God is amazing. He's just moving in ways that constantly amaze us, right? We constantly go, wow, wow, wow. That's incredible. That's incredible. That's amazing. That's strange. I love the line in our confession that talks about all the different things that incredible will mean for all of us this year. Glory to God. As many of us, as we take the word of God literally and take that promise that he has given to us this year and run with it. Yeah, I love that paragraph where he says, this is my year of the incredible. My incredible praise to my incredible God is provoking incredible miracles in my life. Strange things, remarkable things, extraordinary things, astonishing things, and unimaginable things are all lined up for me in this season. The story and the glory of my life today will be improbable, amazing, unthinkable, and uncommon in Jesus' mighty name. Woo-hoo! And is that what we're experiencing or what? Glory to God. Unthinkable, unimaginable, amazing, incredible. Glory to God. It's amazing. It's truly amazing how much our Father does in our lives because of his love for us. It's not because we've done anything to deserve his goodness. It's not because we qualify. We've gone through this. The last time we were around our studies together on Love Revolution, we went through this all the way back to the beginning, right? We did not do anything to qualify for the love of God. God just loves us. He said in Jeremiah chapter 31, verse 3, I have loved you with an everlasting love. Glory to God. I think 2 Timothy 1, I think it might be verse 19, where he said, before the foundations of the world, before you ever did anything, before you never qualified, I set my love. I determined to be kind towards you. I determined to love you. Glory to God. And I really love this. I think when we track back tonight, I want us to shift that gear, and I want us to shift it right at the beginning of our teaching. But even as I do and hard launch this new direction that we have under this series of teachings tonight, I'm gonna open with that and go a little back just to talk a little bit again about some of the things that we have already discussed. I know in our last studies together, one of the most explosive things that we mentioned in that study, I hope that is a revelation to you, because that is a life changer. It's a game changer. It's a changer of everything. Glory to God. And one of the things we pointed out, and we had scriptures, and we're going to go over those scriptures just a little bit later. We're not going to go long tonight. Hallelujah. But one of the lines that came out of our studies the last time we were together on studying the love revolution, God's love revolution, is God loves me just as much as he loves Jesus. I'm telling you, every time I say that, it just does something to me. God loves me just as much as he loves Jesus. Can you say those words with me tonight? God loves me just as much as he loves Jesus. The quality of love that God has for you, his child, his beloved, is not a lesser category of love. It's not a lower quality of love than the love that he has for Jesus. Yes, Jesus is our Messiah. He's our King. He's our Savior. He's our Redeemer. He's the one, oh, glory to God, the Lamb without any blemish, without any spot, who gave up everything. He gave up his life to redeem us. Glory to God, to open up the door for us so that we could enter into glory, the glorious experience of sons and daughters of God. That's our Jesus. That's our King. But do you know, as much as God the Father loved Jesus, he loves us just as much. God does not love us any less than he loves Jesus. Oh my goodness, what powerful security that provides. What an amazing sense of assurance and confidence that gives to us. Jesus, God does not love Jesus any more than he loves you and me. His love for us is unconditional. His love for us is everlasting, perpetual, endless, extravagant. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And in a number of those scriptures that say that, you know, right there in Ephesians, let's read that before we come back to where I was planning to start out tonight. In Ephesians chapter 1 and from verse 3, in the Passion, I'm going to read from verse 3 to verse 5 and 6 in the Passion. Listen to this. Every spiritual blessing in the heavenly realm has already been lavished upon us as a love gift from our Heavenly Father. As a love gift from our Heavenly Father, the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. All because he sees us wrapped into Christ. This is why we celebrate him with all our hearts. Verse 4. And he chose us to be his very own, joining us to himself even before he laid the foundation of the universe. Because of his great love, he ordained us so that we will be seen as holy in his eyes with an unstained innocence. Now listen to verses 5 and 6. For it was always in his perfect plan to adopt us as his delightful children through our union with Jesus, the Anointed One, so that his tremendous love that cascades over us will glorify his grace. Listen to this line. For the same love he has for us, for the same love he has for his beloved one, Jesus, is the same love that he has for us. And this unfolding plan brings him great pleasure. Listen to that line again. Glory to God. He said, his tremendous love cascades over us to glorify his grace. For the same love he has for his beloved son, Jesus, is the same love that he has for us. And this unfolding plan brings him great pleasure. Oh my goodness. The same love our Father has for Jesus is the same love that he has for us. You know, that's exactly what the Lord Jesus Christ said in that his last prayer, his powerful prayer in John chapter 17. Glory to God. Remember the Lord's powerful prayer when he was praying for the church in John 17. And from, let's read just verses 22 and 23. Listen to this. From the Passion Translation, he says, for the very glory you have given to me, I have given them so that they will be joined together as one and experience the same unity that we enjoy. He's praying to his Father now. He's praying to his Father and he's praying for the church, for us, for you and for me. For the very glory you have given to me, Jesus said, I have given them so that they will be joined together as one and experience the same unity that we enjoy. Verse 23. You live fully in me, and now I live fully in them, so that they will experience perfect unity. And the world will be convinced that you have sent me. For the world will see that you love each and every one of them with the same passionate love that you have for me. The world will see that you love every single one of them with the same passionate love that you have for me. God loves me just as much as he loves Jesus. God loves you just as much as he loves Jesus. Glory to God. That is just powerful. That is just powerful. I'm not sure there are many more things on this earth that can actually enlarge the volume and the depth of the revelation we have of the love of God beyond that statement. God loves me just as much as he loves Jesus. God, can you say that again? I'm having a hard time getting away from it. Hallelujah. Can you say that with me one more time? God loves me just as much as he loves Jesus. My Father loves me. Oh my goodness. Oh, my Father loves me. To remind yourself of that every day. My Father loves me. It's really one of the ways we abound. If you remember, we taught this already. It's really one of the ways we abound in the love of God. Remember, Paul prayed in Philippians chapter 1 and verse 9 and 2 Thessalonians 3:12, I think, in the Amplified. He says he prays that their love will abound more and more. And the Amplified uses these three words. Their love will increase. Their love will excel. Their love will overflow. Hallelujah. Their love will increase. Their love will excel. Their love will overflow. He uses all those three words to describe the word abound. It's the Greek word perisio in the original. But, well, that is what this love revolution is about. That the Lord wants to pick each and every one of us from whatever level of love experience we have had, and he just wants to elevate us to a place where we have never been in our love walk with him. Glory be to God. And that's what's been happening to us, right? We've gone through all these different things that are implied by the love of God in our lives. We've studied the redemptive acts of Christ. We've studied those powerful scriptures in Romans chapter 8 from verse 28. Hallelujah. All the way down to verse 39. It talks, I'm more than a conqueror through him who loved me. Glory to God. That the love of God is the most powerful force on the universe, and that love resides in our heart by the Holy Spirit. Because of that love that our Father has for us, we can't lose. We can't lose. Fear has lost its grip on us. There's no anxiety about anything. No panic, no concern. We're just confident in his love. Just confident in who our Father is. Confident in how he sees us and how he loves us. Glory to God. Glory to God. Well, we're shifting gears a little bit tonight. I'm going to come back and talk a little bit more, just do a little bit more about how we grow and abound in the love of God. I just want to touch that a little bit because last week we had a special service for our beloved ladies, our beloved women. Glory to God, whom we love. We love specially. Amen. A powerful teaching on your highest calling is virtue. That was just awesome. But the week before, we were winding down an aspect of our teachings on the love revolution and getting ready to shift gears into this new dimension. Now, let's go to John chapter 21. I really want to hard launch. I want to hard launch this next dimension of our teachings. Glory to God. As we take this up a little notch, now that we are bubbling in the love of our Father, now that we are, glory to God, we are soaked in his love. Hallelujah. We've been in the rain of his love. We are wet And we're just spreading that love everywhere we go. Hallelujah. We're just splashing that love everywhere we go. And that journey is ongoing. It's not over. It's never over. We keep growing in the knowledge and revelation of the love of God for us. But let's hard launch this next phase. It's not even a detour. It's just a slight elevation in our studies of this love revolution. And then when we get done with that part of it, then we'll come back. And then begin to talk about this area where I think we're going to give the bulk of our time under this series of studies together. Amen. Glory to God. I hope you're excited. Now, let's go to John chapter 21, and let's read from verse 15. This is so awesome. This is just powerful. After breakfast, this is after the resurrection of the Lord Jesus Christ. This is after he had died. He had paid the price for us. He had gone to the cross, but he didn't stay dead. He rose from the dead. Glory to God. And he revealed himself to the disciples. He revealed himself to a lot of the believers. And then he showed himself to them one more time in this exciting situation. Look at this. John chapter 21 from verse 15. After breakfast, Jesus asked Simon Peter, "Simon, son of Jonah, do you love me more than this?" It's an amazing question. That's a loaded question. Listen to it again. I'm reading from the New Living Translation. Simon, Jesus asked Simon Peter, "Simon, son of John, do you love me more than this?" Peter answered the Lord. He said, "Yes, Lord, I love you more than this." Remember, way back then, when the Lord was preparing the disciples and preparing the apostles preparing them for what was about to happen. He was going to be arrested. He was going to be dragged before Pilate. They were going to accuse him. They would eventually condemn him to death on the cross. You remember when he was preparing the disciples for this, Peter got up. Peter lifted up his voice and said, "Lord, even if all these people, all these are precious brothers, if they denied you, I would never deny you. I would never leave your side." Because Jesus was saying, when all this happens and they arrest me and they accuse me and all of, or you would all desert me. You would all leave me alone. And Peter said, "No, Lord, that would never happen. Everybody else can leave. Everybody else can abandon you, but I would never leave your side, Lord." Implying, I have such a deep revelation of your love, and I have such a great measure of love in my heart that I would never leave you. I have so much love for you, even way beyond all these my other brothers. So much love for you that no matter what happens, I would never leave you. That's what Peter said. And the Lord told him, "Well, hey, you can say whatever you want to say, but a number of things are going to happen. Actually, you're going to deny me in one of the more remarkable ways." Hallelujah. Because before the cock crows twice, you would have denied me at least three times. And it happened exactly that way. Well, the Lord comes back and he says, "Peter, Simon, do you love me? Now that you know how much I love you, I gave everything up for you. I gave my life for you. Even when you disappointed me, I never stopped loving you. You remember? I sent Mary Magdalene to go tell you alongside your other brothers. Tell him I love him. Tell him I'm risen from the dead and I still love him. Because the love that I have for you is an everlasting love. It's not based on your performance, Peter. It's not based on whether you've always done everything right or whether you've always fulfilled your word or whether you've always pleased me or whether you've always obeyed my instructions. No, Peter, I love you. And I love you with an everlasting love. And I hope you're hearing this wherever you are tonight. I hope you're hearing this with your ears, your spiritual ears open. That the Lord loves you. Hallelujah. Regardless of where you have been, regardless of what you have done, regardless of what your experiences have been, the Lord loves you. God loves you. We said earlier on in our teachings tonight, God loves me just as much as he loves Jesus. God has an everlasting love for me. It's unconditional. It's extravagant. Hallelujah. It's endless. Jesus said, Peter, you know how much I love you. You're getting a revelation of my love for you. Even when you denied me, I never stopped loving you. And I never will stop loving you. And wherever you are tonight, I pray that as you receive this, there's a measure of clarity that is coming to you by the impartation of the Holy Spirit, as is coming to me as well. That no matter what you have done, no matter where you have been, maybe you have disappointed the Lord several times. Maybe you've been disappointed in yourself several times. Maybe you've done things as a believer where you felt, that may be hard for the Lord to forgive me. I know he'll forgive me. He promises, but I just don't see that God can forgive me and restore me to that place where I used to be before that happened. I hope you are seeing this. That just as the Lord is having this conversation with Peter, is having this conversation with you and me as well. That he loves us with an everlasting love. Glory to God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Well, he said, Simon, son of John, do you love me more than this? Like you thought you did. Do you still believe you do? And Simon said, yes, Lord. Yes, Lord, Peter replied, you know I love you. You know I love you. I love you, Lord. And I lift my voice to worship you, oh my soul, rejoice. Take joy, my King, in what you hear. May it be a sweet, sweet sound in your ears. I love you, Lord. How we love to sing that. I love you, Lord. How we love to say it. Lord, we love you. I love you with all of my heart. I love you with all of my soul. I love you. I love you. That's exactly what Peter said. Lord, you know I love you. Jesus said, you do love me? All right. If you love me, Peter, the highest expression And the highest demonstration of love is sacrifice. It's not singing. It's not preaching. Although every way in which we serve the Lord comes with a measure of sacrifice. But there's a level of sacrifice. There's a depth of sacrifice. There's a glorious dimension of sacrifice that is the greatest expression is the greatest expression of love. Love isn't just what we say. We got God. You remember? God loves us. But he didn't just say it. I love you, I love you. He said it. Yes, he did say it. Jeremiah 31:3, I love you with an everlasting love. Right? Yes, he said it. And all through the scriptures, we've read so many of these promises and so many of the assurances of God's love. 1 John chapter 3 from verse 1 in the Amplified. Oh, what an incredible quality of love our Father has bestowed upon us. You can go from all the way from the very beginning in our last studies together, last teaching together before last week on Love Revolution. We went all the way back to Deuteronomy where he told the children of Israel, you know, I've loved you. I love you. It's not because of how many you are. It's not because of anything you've done. I've loved you. You are precious to me. In Zechariah, he said, you are like the apple of my eyes. God does speak and just expresses his love verbally in words. But the highest expression of love is not words. Hallelujah. The highest expression of love is not promise. It's not promise. The highest expression of love is not what we say or what we sing or I think it's in Proverbs. I don't have that scripture here because I did not prepare it, but came up in my spirit. But the Bible says every man proclaims his love. He said, but a faithful man, who can find? Something like that. Everyone proclaims their love. But the highest expression of love is not in what we are proclaiming, what we are saying. I love you. You can say, I love you till kingdom come. You can write it in a million cards. But the highest expression of love is not what we say, it's what we do. The highest expression of love is not what we say, it's not what we are singing. Is what we are doing. Is what we are doing. Sacrifice is the greatest expression of love. Hallelujah. John chapter 3 verse 16. You and I know that scripture. Right? John chapter 3 verse 16. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believes in him should not perish but have everlasting life. Hallelujah. It's the greatest expression of love. It's not what we say. It's what we do. Sacrifice is the highest expression of love. Hold this place here. We're going to come back right here to John. We're going to come right back here to John 21 verse 15 in the New Living Translation. But I want us to read real quickly When God loved us, what did he do? He gave. God so loved the world, he sacrificed. He sacrificed his only begotten son. We've read these scriptures before. Some of these scriptures we have read earlier on in our teachings. Romans chapter 5 from verse 5. Romans chapter 5 from verse 5. And hope maketh not ashamed, because the love of God is shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Ghost, who is given unto us. For when we were yet without strength, in due time Christ died for the ungodly. For scarcely for a righteous man will one die, yet peradventure for a good man some would even dare to die. But God commended, he poured out his love toward us, in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. God did not demonstrate his love for us by what he said. God demonstrated the depth of his love for us by what he did. There's a paradigm shift. This is why this is titled Love Revolution. There's a paradigm shift that is required. There's a shift in the mind, a shift in the understanding that is required when we approach the concept of the love of God in the life of a child of God. Even what we started with earlier on in our service tonight, God loves me just as much as he loves Jesus. It takes a paradigm shift. It takes an understanding shift to be willing to accept that. Because most people think, oh, I'm not good enough. Yes, and we're not good enough by ourselves. But the sacrifice of Jesus qualified us for the love of God. God didn't express his love to us by just saying it. He says, for scarcely for a righteous man will one die, yet peradventure for a good man some would even dare to die. But God commended his love toward us, in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. That's my alarm. That's my alarm going off. Our time is almost up here. And then he says down here, he says, but God commended his love toward us, in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. How did Christ demonstrate his love for us? It's not by saying it. It's not by saying it. So when the Lord came to Peter in John 21 from verse 15, said, Peter, do you love me? The response he expected from Peter was, Peter would say, yes, Lord, you know, I love you. But the Lord also knew that was not good enough. Because words as great and as awesome as they are, and they do have their place, but the greatest expression of love is sacrifice. We've seen this also in Ephesians chapter 5, verses 1 and 2. We've read this during our studies as I get ready to close here tonight. Glory to God. One of the shifts that I believe the Lord is having us make, even with our studies, as we begin to track forward with it, during our Bible studies and our times of ministry in the Word, is to cut it a little shorter and make it more available to more people. And I'm very excited about that. And as the Lord takes us on that journey, I'm looking forward to it. Ephesians chapter 5 in verses 1 and 2 in the Amplified, look at what it says. It says, be imitators of God, copy him and follow his example, as well-beloved children imitate their father. And verse 2, and walk in love, esteeming and delighting in one another, as Christ loved us. And how did he demonstrate? How did Christ demonstrate his love for us? As Christ loved us and gave himself up for us. He loved us, and he wasn't just talking about how much he loved us. No, He loved us and then he gave himself for us. He made a sacrifice. He made a sacrifice. He loved us and gave himself up for us as a slain offering and sacrifice to God for you, so that that became a sweet fragrance. Look at that. Be followers of God's example. Be followers of God's example. Love like God loves you. Love like Jesus loves you. Well, let's go back here and close out here. Jesus said to Peter, Simon, son of John, do you love me more than this? Yes, Lord, Peter replied. Back to John 21:15. You know I love you. Then what next did Jesus say? Jesus said, then make a sacrifice for me. Feed my lamb. Do you love me? Then express it by your sacrifice. Feed my lamb. Well, he didn't stop there. Verse 16, Jesus repeated the question, Simon, son of John, do you love me? Yes, Lord. Peter said, you know I love you. Then demonstrate your love for me by the sacrifices that you make for me. Take care, he says. Then take care of my sheep, Jesus said. Verse 17. A third time. You know, when the Lord says something three times, we ought to pay attention. Remember when the Lord was trying to get Peter's attention in Acts chapter 10. Remember when he went up to the top of the to the attic. While they were getting his food prepared. And in Acts chapter 10 and verse 11, he saw heaven open and a certain vessel descending up unto him like a great sheet. And there came a voice to him, rise, Peter, eat. Peter said, not so, Lord, I've never eaten anything that is common unclean. The voice said to him the second time, what God has cleansed, that call not thou unclean. This was done three times. And the vessel was received up again into heaven. Three times, when the Lord speaks, three times, we ought to know this is really important. Do you love me? Demonstrate your love for me by the sacrifices you make for me. Look at verse 17. A third time he asked him, Simon, son of John, do you love me? Peter was hurt that Jesus asked the question a third time. He said, Lord, you know everything. You know that I love you. Jesus said, then demonstrate your love. That love you say you have, demonstrate it by the sacrifices that you make for me. Verse 18, Jesus said this, I tell you the truth. When you were young, you were able to do as you liked. You dressed yourself. You went wherever you wanted to go. But now when you are old, you will stretch out your hands and others will dress you and take you where you don't want to go. That is, you will live a life of sacrifice. The more you love me, the more you grow in your love for me, the more sacrifices you'll be called to make for me. He said in that last verse, verse 19, Jesus said this to him to let him know by what kind of death he will glorify God. And then Jesus said, follow me, imitate me, copy me. Like we read in Ephesians chapter 5, verse 1, be my follower, imitate my example, follow me, love exactly as I have loved. When I loved, I gave everything. I sacrificed my best. The spirit of sacrifice is the spirit of love. Father, we thank you tonight. We give you praise. We bless you. We magnify your holy name. Lord, we adore you. We thank you for your faithfulness. Thank you, Father, for your word. We receive it tonight. We give you praise. Thank you for elevating us. Thank you for bringing us to this place. We're excited about what you have prepared in our future. We give you the glory and we give you the praise. Thank you, Lord, for loving us just as much as you love Jesus. We give you all the praise in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Amen. Saints, we're out of time. Thank you so much for being a part of this service tonight. Look forward to seeing you same time next week. God bless you. Good night.